Hi, today is August the 27th. It is the 24th day of Dog Days of Podcasting, and it is my 11th day. I am drinking a new beer. I hadn't had this before. It is Fat Tire and Friends Sour Apple, so obviously it's a sour beer. It's pretty good, and we got it. We had fun this afternoon. We have a relatively new craft beer restaurant, sort of, in Monroe, which is unheard of in Monroe, so it's pretty good. It's called Southern Range, and I had several friends go there, and so we finally went. It was really cute, not too big, and it's interesting because the building that it's in is a building that my father used to have a business in when we first moved here from Asheville when I was 5, so decades ago, and it's now a craft beer bar, and pretty cool. They had about 15 taps. They really had some pretty good beers on there. There were a lot of IPAs, which I think I've said give me a headache, but they have Pumpkin, which is, I don't know if anybody's had that or if you like the pumpkin beers, it's really good. And they had some good stouts and pretty good variety. And the Fat Tire and Friends had tap takeover, so there were a lot of those. So overall, it was pretty good. It was one of those places there weren't many people when we first went in, but by the end, I think I'd seen like 4 people we knew. So some people from school, a teacher that I don't teach with anymore. So it was fun getting to see people. We even recognized the bartender from another place. And one, it was interesting because it made me think, I hate this, but it seems like it happens a lot. Usually if I've taught a child and I see them, I can recognize them. I can kind of piece the face and think back. But adults, I am horrible with. And it's forever happening that somebody's like, hey, Charlotte, and you're trying to pretend you know them. But you're thinking, who the hell is this? And that sort of happened tonight, but I didn't even try to pretend because we were sitting there and this guy comes up and he recognized, hey, Charlotte Riddle, right? That was my maiden name. And I'm like, yes. And he said, you don't recognize me, do you? And I didn't even try. I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. Well, it was actually when I was a senior in high school, I think. It was kind of a setup date, but it went really well. And I kind of got a crush on him. He was like in college and I was a senior in high school. So it was kind of cool that he was in college. And we dated a few times and he kind of just, you know, stopped calling and things like that. And I saw him a few times and it was definite that he wasn't interested. But yeah, today I'm glad I'm with Ken. It was kind of one of those things. I thought I really liked him then. But then today, a few decades later, I'm like, yeah, I didn't miss too much with that. He's still a nice guy, but when he described his life and the stuff he was doing, it was things I don't think I would have enjoyed so much anyway. So that was an interesting connection. He was a nice guy. Good to see him, but that's done. And like I said, we saw a few people. We hung out probably a little too long. I got home a little too late because I still had to cook dinner for Daddy and things like that. But it was a fun afternoon. And I'm going to let you go on that because, like I said, I got to cook dinner. And I hope everyone has a good night, good day, whenever you're listening to this. And we'll talk tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution, Share Alike Version 3.0, Unported.